This is Bill Lass of Michigan City, Indiana. This case consists of individual accounts of witnesses of some unusual aerial activity observed from the general area of the United States Coast Guard Station and the Port Authority Building at the lakefront of Michigan City, Indiana on Friday night, June 20th, 1969. These accounts are given in the order in which they were recorded and include statements from the following. Corporal James R. Coughlin and Sergeant Lance M. Hilberg, detectives with the Michigan City Police Department, United States Coast Guardsmen Vern Freeman, Robert Davenport, Charles Dolan, and Gus Tarantino, all stationed at the Michigan City Lakefront. Robert Harrington, harbor policeman for the Michigan City Port Authority, Patrolman Tony Regal and Chris Stance of the Michigan City Police Department, and Bill Allen, reporter photographer for the Michigan City News Dispatch. All accounts were given without any having heard any of the previously recorded statements, and none, except those who were recorded together, had conferred with each other after the night of the incident. The first statements by Detectives Coughlin and Hilberg were recorded in the office of the Michigan City Port Authority on Saturday night, June 28th.
Some kind of formation with no noise whatsoever. This is what made us believe that they were something we were not familiar with. At that time, the president came around and talked about the breakwater, the clearing, the block that leads out to the east shore where the lighthouse is. We can't go and turn off the light. The news reporter was down at this area at this time. Officer Reagan went to get the security guard from the state authority, and while we were sitting there with the lights out, to the north of the lighthouse, again, hard to say, approximately nearly a half a mile off the end of the ship, a very bright orange and white light came on as if someone turned out a light in a house. It was large, to give you an estimate, it would be approximately the same size as a light that is on the lighthouse. Now, this was too high off of the water to be any kind of a boat. It was not a flare, it was sitting still. It was not an airplane of any sort. There was no noise whatsoever. It appeared to move towards us. Besides the remark that was going to come over our heads, and we had a good look at whatever these were. We called, Jim called Officer Reagan back to get another look at this so he could verify the fact. So all of his way back to where we were located. He got back, and just as he got back, it appeared that somebody had just smudged this out and it appeared to die out and fade away. We stood and talked about this, and the Port Authority guard was in with it. We turned around and looked back over Michigan City, and somebody mentioned there were three of them flying in formation at a higher altitude. The hardest day was maybe 2,000 feet or 3,000 feet, and it's hard to tell at night. One in front of them, two on each side, and they were flying along the shoreline, and they've been headed to the west, southwest, and along the beach, and then two out over the lake. From the time we saw the first one to approximately 20 minutes after 10 until the last one, so we sat there and saw them, and we had about a period of 54 midnight, and these were the only ones that we saw that night. Altogether, I would say we saw the one very bright light, the other ones there were approximately 7 to 9 of them, and one other time this week, which would be Wednesday the 25th of February, at the Long Beach Police Department, so that would be their office reference a complaint. And they received one of the officers in charge to see the phone call if there were some more objects being seen on the Coast Guard station. February 9th, they came down to the beach, and we met Officer Gene Bowie, a member of our department, who also worked as the deputy marshal for this area. And he was set his talk out by the basin, and we got out and talked to him, and he said that he had seen six of these objects and followed them from South 33 into the Michigan City Beach area. And he said he had not seen anything like them. And these are different speeds, and he said the lights would be on, and then the officer said he had no idea what they could do. We then talked and spotted two of these objects flying around, and they considered a lot about this, pleasant enough that he hadn't seen anything as he was going home and go to bed. At which time we went back to the station and reported the Sergeant Mitchell had taken place, and he also questioned my sanity. At which time I took him down to the Coast Guard station, and he spotted the object. And his remark was that they were some type of airplane. When they stopped in midair and made no noise and hovered over the area that would be to the southwest of the Lipsco Garrity station and turned around and abruptly went the other way, he announced that he had to go to work and he left. The only other thing I could add to this is I served 4 years in the service in the Air Force and worked in control car around all types of jets and craft-driven aircraft, helicopters, and I have never seen anything such as this. I have no idea what it was, but there was no airplane or jet that I know of.
Well,
Lincoln, how you describe and prefer wholeheartedly with what he said, different videos he gave. The only thing that I might differ a little bit, one extremely bright light we saw appeared to be really orange, a little more red.
The following accounts by four United States Coast Guardsmen were also given on the night of Saturday, June 28th, about 1 hour after talking with Detectives Coughlin and Hilberg. Recording was done in the office of the Coast Guard.
Thomas Keenan, United States Coast Guard, Range E3. My name is Vern Keenan. I was on watch at the time in the sighting. I observed them about 9 o'clock that night, and I notified the OOD that night that I was observing such things flying above and around Chicago area and over Lake Michigan. At first they were small objects, only maybe a little bigger than a pea or something, and they were moving around, and they seemed like they could stand still or move at any time and at will, and all of a sudden they'd be there, and 1 minute they wouldn't be, just like they blink off and on, and yet they seem to show up at different areas, and seemingly they could move at any time. At times they were different colors. Sometimes they'd be white, sometimes almost an orange, and then sometimes they seemed to be red. At first we saw them at quite a distance, but then every now and then there'd be one that'd be sighted that gave the impression that it was not too far from the station itself. Unusual one of the whole night was when we saw that most likely was 5-10 miles out on the lake, but was so large and so bright in intensity that it seemed like it was right off one of our aids to navigation. I could see it through the binoculars, and it was very, very bright, extremely bright, probably the brightest thing I've seen in the sky, except for maybe a flare. It seemed to be in just one position. It was like hovering over the lake, and it looked like it was rotating, if that seems to make any sense. It had something that looked like it was going around in the center area with red, white, green, and orange, I believe, if I remember right, lights located around the center of whatever this object was. During the conversation I had with a newspaper man, he asked me certain questions, and I told him that to me it most certainly had to have been a material object. It couldn't have been illusionary or any kind of reflection at all. It was there, and there's no doubt in my mind. I tried to be obsessive about it, but I never seen anything like it. And unless it came in right out front of the watch back windows and started making funny noises, it wouldn't really scare me, but I did see it. It was a reality, you know. Wasn't something that we just saw from. It wasn't a reflection, that's the thing. I'd say in the course of the night, I saw maybe 20, 25 of these things. And some of them weren't very impressive, just lights that blinked off and on and moved at their own will. But like I said, the one was extremely bright and very intense and probably the most unusual thing I've ever seen in the sky.
I'm Robert Davenport. I was the officer of the day when the night this incident happened. And Seaman Klayman reported to me that he seen some unidentified objects, lights in the air. So I went down from my bed there. And I seen a pretty good-sized orange-looking light in the sky. And kind of looked like a flare. And after I got to watching it a little while, two other small objects flew away from it. And kind of looked like it went over to Gary. And I kept watching it. It went on all night going towards Gary and out in the Chicago area, and then everything went away, and there wasn't nothing else happening. And about 10 minutes later, I was looking out the window, and there was a big orange light. It was like, I don't know, just a really big ball of fire. It was like it was right over the break wall right here in Michigan City. I don't know how far it was, but it was so bright that it was right over us just about. And it stayed there for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then it just disappeared. It just went fast. And so then I start seeing more of these orange lights and red ones and green ones all over the place. And toward the death, I've never seen nothing like this before, but I called, got concerned then, and I called Chicago, our group office, and reported them, and they told me to call it back and check with their Air Force, if the Air Force did any airplanes or anything in the vicinity. I thought maybe might have been helicopters on drills dropping flares or something. But about 5 or 6 minutes later, I got a call from Chicago, and there was no aircraft that was supposed to be in the area. And I don't know what it could have been, but my illusion was a flying saucer or some kind of UFO. Never seen nothing like it. It was pretty bright. And it definitely wasn't an airplane or a helicopter.
My name's Charles H. Dolan, Step Class Bolson Lake. I can't add any more than what the other two guys that said the thoughts before me. I think I've seen about the same thing they've seen. And all I can say is kind of weird, and I've never seen nothing like it in my life before. And I agree, I don't think it was an airplane or a helicopter.
My name's Dust Tarantino, the seaman in the Air Force Coast Guard. Not really too much that I could add on to this. Everything that they said and thought covers it. I've never seen anything like this before. Well, I have seen something. I saw it up in the North Pole about 2 months ago. I saw three of them. It wasn't as long as we were sighting these. The colors were the same. They were farther away. But other than that, it was the only time I've ever seen anything like this before. And these here were more, I don't know how to say it. Stood out, you know, the ones that we saw before. They weren't as close, and they weren't as bright. But it was weird. The weather conditions for that night was real clear. The lake was calm. Visibility was real good. We could see all the way across to. We could see all the way across to Chicago. There was no clouds at all in the sky. That's about it.
This is. SN, just adding to what I said earlier, about a month ago I observed something similar. We see a lot of this through our watch windows because we've got to be aware of flares and other emergencies that might happen on the lake. And about a month ago I was on watch and I saw a number of these, but not like the other night. At that time I saw two of these smaller ones. They were the whitest to a orange in color. They flying low over the horizon, and then all of a sudden they raised up high, and seemingly they went into this bigger one, and then the bigger one kind of lit up a little bit, and then it just blinked out all together, and where it went, I don't know.
Port Authority policeman Robert Harrington's description was followed, was recorded in the Michigan City Port Authority office on Monday night, June 30th.
My name is Bob Harrington. I'm the Harbor Police, the Port Authority of Michigan City, Indiana. On the date of June the 20th, on a Friday night, I was on duty at 9 o'clock. At approximately 10:25, I received a call from the Michigan City Police Department to be on the lookout for unidentified objects are flying over the lake of Lake Michigan. I was on the phone and talking to the officer, the desk sergeant, in my office on the harbor. All the lights was out in my office, and I happened to look out over the lake and see a bright light, an object coming in. So I told him that I would call him back right away. I got my binoculars, walked out on one of the docks, and happened to see the object following it as it was coming in. It was flying approximately northeast. As I was out on the dock, one of the Coast Guard boys ran over the room and come over to the office so we can get a better view of it. I went over, was out behind the Coast Guard station, and I had three other subjects with me as we were watching this object come in. And then I had a call from another call from the police department. There would be a squad to pick me up. Before the squad got to my position, I came and started back to the office, and this object was coming in. And it seemed like, and it did sink down, hover down over the lake, something that I had never seen before. In my opinion, the best of my knowledge of seeing this object, it was one of the thickest, yellowish colors that I have ever seen. Meantime, the patrol car picked me up, and we went out to the pier because I wanted to get a better look at it. But we got out just before we got to the pier. To go out, the object lifted up. To me, it was one of the weirdest, wickedest looking objects that I had ever seen. And I had witnesses with me that seen this object, but there was no movement in the object. It was only a light. A brightest, yellow, pinkish looking color. The object left the water and was hovered over the water, I'd say, around 5 seconds. And as the object lifted up, it had a terrific speed. We tried to get out where we could get a better look at it. But it was left too fast and we couldn't get to it. Close enough to identify anything that was on it, any movement. As the object went up, I'd say 1,000 to 1,500 feet, the light completely went out. As we spotted it again, when it showed up again, it was flying northwest, direction of Chicago. I would say it was a couple of miles from the harbor, from where we was at, that the object made a right turn. All the lights, whatever was on it, went out. And as we spotted it again, it was coming back in our direction, flying northeast. And it also had three escorts with it. In the same category. We followed it, kept our binoculars on it, and followed it. And then the officers, Mr. Hillberg, and Officer Cochran, witnesses, we had other people that witnessed to it. And it flew in this direction and made a circle, and I would say over Michigan City. And back on its course, back northwest to Chicago. We followed it, kept our eyes on it, till it disappeared. On this particular night, the weather was clear. The sky was clear. The moon was bright, and the sound of this object I cannot explain. I have heard jets and other assemblies of motors and whatever, but this one I have never heard a sound as this one, this object has. The lake was calm. There was no wind. It was still that night. As these objects flew to, of course, northwest through Chicago. I came back to the office, and I would say approximately 5 minutes till 11, we noticed there was other objects in the air flying the same course back to northeast. We watched these objects, and altogether the time, the ones before and these ones, was approximately 45 minutes. And they were flying on a course, making circles over Michigan City and over Lake Michigan. At no other time have I ever spotted anything over Lake Michigan or around Michigan City or in any vicinity that I have ever been. We checked with the Ohio Field, Midway Air Force, and also Glenview Naval. There was no aircraft in the vicinity at that time that these objects were in the air. So as to my opinion, I would have no comment on what I think these are, no statements I could not make. The only thing that I can say that I've seen these things, and they happen, these objects, and I'm telling what I know to the best of my truth and
knowledge. Michigan City Patrolman Tony Rabel's comments were recorded in his home at 1106 Hart Street on Thursday, July 3rd.
I am Tony Charles Rabel, Michigan City Police Department. My rank is patrolman. On the night of Friday, June the 20th, 1969, I received a call from the station to go to the harbor at Lake Michigan and meet a officer, Harrington, and go to the pier that they had seen some unidentified objects over the lake. I then went to the Port Authority, where Mr. Harrington was at. And on my way there, I noticed a large orange ball or object out in the lake. So at that time, I picked up Mr. Harrington. We drove to the lake. I got out of the squad car and walked up on the pier and noticed the object that I had noticed at first hovering over the water, approximately a few feet off of the water, with staying in that same position for approximately a minute and a half or so. Then the object rose straight up. I wouldn't know exactly how far, but then the object started going towards Chicago, and then just disappeared. So we stayed there and just kept watch on the area for a good while. Then, directly behind us, to the east, we noticed three objects flying, or they were together, going around Michigan City, which appeared to be one escorting another. And we observed these for a while, and they were moving at tremendous speed at times, and they would seem to slow down. And they also would change their color from orange to white. I was there for approximately 1 hour, in which I observed these object with my naked eye. While standing on the pier, observing, the wind was from the north to northwest at approximately 10 to 20 mile an hour. The waves were coming in and crashing up over the pier at the time. My first impression of the object was that it might be a helicopter, but due to the sudden speed of the object going in the north to northwest direction towards Chicago, caused my thinking to be led in another direction, because the object changed colors once or twice, from orange to white, and then from white to orange again. And the object was hovered over the water, then it started to rise in a slow manner, not real fast. But when it reached a certain altitude, it started going in the direction of Chicago. And as the object was out approximately 1 mile, it disappeared. It disappeared before the object was out of sight. That's another reason why that I didn't think that it was a helicopter, because of the fact that it disappeared before it got out of sight. To the best of my knowledge, I have never seen anything like this, and don't have any idea of what it could have been.
Patrolman Ted Stance gave his account of the incident in his home at 320 West 9th Street on Sunday, July 6th.
My name is Ted Stance. I'm the officer of the Mission City Police Department, Mission City, Indiana. Been a police officer for 3.5 years here in Mission City. And on Friday evening, June 20th, I come into the station to gas up the car. Went inside the station, talked for a minute with a radio operator. He was Don Wozniak, the radio operator. He was telling me about strange sightings that people had seen down at the lakefront. I didn't take this very seriously. And he told me if I wanted to, he said, "Why don't you take a ride down there and see what's down there?" And I told him I would. I said, "But I'm not crazy about it, because it's approximately 10, 15, 20 minutes after 10, close to quitting time, which is at 10:30. So I took a ride down there, and I stopped near the Coast Guard station. And about that time, a friend of mine, who's a security officer at the lakefront, Bob Arlington, he was whistling and motioning for me to come over there and take a look at these strange objects in the sky. And I parked the car and went over there. And Bob and another fellow, didn't know his name, he's a Coast Guardsman, were looking at these objects with a pair of field glasses. And I took, they gave me the field glasses, and I took a look at these flying objects. And the first thing I seen, and I believe that's the first one I seen, but I probably got as good a look at it as any of the others that I saw. And it was a green, more or less a blur, a green object in the sky, and it was probably from Mission City here, probably northwest of the Coast Guard station in Mission City. And there were, I can't remember now distinctly, I believe four, possibly five of these objects in the sky. You could see them with the naked eye, but you could see them, I can't really say clear. Yes, you could see them clear with a field glass, but they were also fuzzy, blurry, and at a distance. And they were probably two outstanding colors that I noticed about them, and that was the green and the yellow. And there were other times where you could see a little orange, I remember. And I looked at this one for, I'd say it was probably close to a minute, at least 30 seconds, and I watched it, and it was flying at an awfully high rate of speed. And there was only one pair of field glasses there amongst the three of us, and at about this time, why, Coughlin and Hilbert came up, and there were five of us, and to share this one pair of field glasses. And Bob Hollington told us that earlier, about 15, 20 before this time, this was approximately, oh, I don't know, 10:30, 25 after 10, he said that one of these objects had come right down near the breakwater, real close. He said that, and of course, that's when I really became interested in what the heck it was, because I couldn't, they were at an awful, they were at a terrible distance, they were a long way from where we were at, I think, but Bob said that one of them came down the breakwater, and it looked to him like it was going to hit the government pier. And this thing turned and went straight up in the air, and he said it made a heck of a noise. But I asked him if he heard any noise, if there was any engines or motors on these things. And he said that he heard a heck of a noise, like a real powerful motor or engine. And this time as I was talking, my Bob was using the field glasses, and they'd been passed around the other three or four fellows that were there at this time. They came back to me, and I looked at another one, and it was green and yellow, is what I'm saying. It was awful fuzzy, and these were an awful, the main thing I can remember about these objects is I can't remember for sure, there were four or five of them, and in fact, everybody observed at least several of them. And when the high rate of speed, they'd go in one direction, and then they seemed to slow up and go off to another. And I looked at them all together 4 or 5 minutes with the field glasses. Of course, when I didn't have them, I see them with the naked eye, and you can see them with the naked eye. And the objects which I saw in the sky definitely weren't an ordinary type of aircraft that I've ever observed before, and I spent 7 years in the service, 4 years in the Navy, and 3 years in the Army. I didn't bring out that one. And in both services, I was with and in aviation. And I'm not an authority in aviation or airplanes, but I've been around everything from jet trainers to airships. With the Navy, I was stationed a year and a half at Lakehurst, New Jersey. The thing of it is, for many aircraft, commercial aircraft, military aircraft, I believe, have a rotating light, or a light which blinks off and on as far as navigational lights on the wing and tails of the aircraft, and the bit here was just one continual light. It didn't blink off and on. And the whole object was of this color, yellow and green. Of course, the green is the most, is the color that I distinctly remember. And I've seen enough aircraft, commercial aircraft, and military to know that this wasn't an ordinary aircraft. And as far as direction of travel or movements of these objects I observed, another reason that they weren't, definitely weren't commercial or military or ordinary type of aircraft was the erratic movements. Didn't seem to be any set course. They went in one direction at a high rate of speed. And I remember that distinctly too, of course, that they were moving very fast. And they'd go in one direction for maybe 10 or 12, 15 seconds, a short time, go a long ways in this time. And then they slow down and then go another way. Just maybe the opposite way, or just a zigzag course or pattern in the sky. There was no set course, I guess. And as I say, I was down with it all together probably close to 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. And these objects were in the sky all the time. They weren't covering any ground. They'd go off into the distance in a north or northeast or that way, maybe, direction. And then they come back to the north northwest. And as far as the movements of these objects, when they did change course, there was no round movement, no arcing or movement around such as an ordinary aircraft, military or civilian aircraft would make. It was a sharp. But these objects, whatever they were, would go at a high rate of speed, and then just seemingly slow down and go, in fact, if they stop and then go in the exactly opposite direction. There was no high arc or anything like that, no. I don't know exactly. I don't have any idea what these objects were that I saw. Most of my life, I've always felt that it was, the possibility was always there that our own Air Force might have some kind of high-speed aircraft differences. Because I'm sure we have air bases up in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula and northern Wisconsin, and I'm sure I know we have them in Alaska and possibly different parts of Canada, Hudson Bay, or somewhere up there that the ordinary lane doesn't know about. But because I talked to my grandmother, and she lives in northern Michigan, she's seen an awful lot of strange things where she lives. And of course, a lot of times I don't take what she says seriously. She is, maybe 74, 75 years old, and she has an imagination because she doesn't have any neighbors that live out in the country. But my own opinion, I don't believe myself that these were any kind of lights. A lot of people have told me that they felt they were lights. People have told me this were people that didn't see these objects. And I saw them. First time in my life I've ever seen something in the sky that I couldn't answer myself or get an answer later on. I'd get one from the newspaper, the radio, and they definitely were something out of the ordinary. And I sure hope that I see them next month. I'll be in August, I'll be on midnight, and I'll sure be down there looking for them again, you know. And I hope the heck I see them again, because it was very interesting.
Michigan City's news dispatch reporter, Bill Allen, made his statement in my home at 220 East Cool Spring Avenue on Monday evening, July 7th, prior to his listening to any of the previous accounts.
Bill Allen, reporter photographer for the news dispatch, Michigan City. The event in question happened on June the 20th, sometime after 11 o'clock. I was at the office when I heard some conversation, monitored some conversation on our police radio from the police department, which made me curious. So I went down to the lakefront where two or three people were telling what they saw. Somebody pointed out some objects in the sky, which looked about like airplanes from a distance, with all of the various colors of their running lights running together, and pointed these out as flying objects which had been zooming around. I didn't put too much credence in it, since to the naked eye they looked about like airplanes. Later, I went over to the Coast Guard, and in the course of getting a story from the Coast Guard on what they had seen to write for the next day's newspaper, somebody saw one of them off to the west, and after looking at them through binoculars, handed me the binoculars so I could look at them also. To the naked eye, this looked about like the objects which I had seen earlier and thought probably were airplanes. Through the binoculars, they looked, the best description is the description which you hear many other times. They looked electrical, they were pulsating, they had a pulsating red light on the bottom. The size that I saw through the binoculars was probably about the size of perhaps a pea. The outline was, I think, orangish yellow on the top. The pulsating red light was around the bottom and looked as if it were a red neon strip, which perhaps was on the four quadrants, or four different places on the disc on the bottom. I had no idea what it was or what caused it or anything else about it, other than I just know I can give a description of what it was I saw. I think there were either three or four objects which were pointed out to the west by one of the persons when I was down on the shore itself, or down in the Washington Park parking lot. Then I saw, I think, one or two or possibly three more to the northeast. And how long they were there, I have no idea, because I didn't pay much attention to them other than notice them and then go on to the next item of business and trying to compile a story, because as I said, I thought they were airplanes. When I was in the Coast Guard station and saw the light to the west, I observed it probably for a couple of minutes, and where it went after I observed it, I don't know, because I handed the glasses back to the individual who had shown it to me. I can tell you nothing about which direction it was going, or if it was moving or going up and down or what, because if it was moving, I was moving the glasses with it. The sky, this happened around midnight sometime. The sky was clear. There was a wind coming out of the north. The waves were breaking in. Then later on, I went home, told my 17-year-old son about it, and he insisted we go back, and we went back and could see objects on the skyline, also disc-shaped, virtually down around the Chicago. We could see the lights of Chicago, and they were in that area, but we couldn't distinguish any colors. They were quite small, probably the size of a BB or smaller. We could see the lights of Chicago, and they were in that area, but we couldn't distinguish any colors. They were quite small, probably the size of a BB or smaller. We also, on two different occasions, the two of us, both with the naked eye and with the binoculars, saw what started out as a star, seemed to be the same color as a star, but yet it got progressively brighter until it probably was, oh, 5 or 10 times as big and as bright as a star, and then would fluctuate in its intensity of light, and then eventually disappear. The first one we saw was to the south of the lights of Chicago. The second one was to the north of the lights of Chicago. Both of them at about 5 or 6 or 10 degrees above the horizon. Both of them, the highest intensity they ever got was once again.